Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanivo, Senior Pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody greater than
this message is a continuation of what was preached yesterday.
When you go the first time, the small thing they are lifting, they gave me small to lift. I told her I didn't come for my aim is not to look like to look like what? Who?
Mr. Ghana.
Rambo. I don't want to look like Rambo. I just want my stomach to be flat. See, that's all. That's the whole reason why I came to the gym there. And I want to do cardio and flat stomach. That's all. Then they will come down there. Please come and be 10. Then you do something.
Yes,
I did that in 2 days. The next day I said I can't go to the gym. My back.
It's
serious. What are you doing? You are building capacity. You are building capacity. You go, you run on the treadmill 20 minutes. Very soon it became cocoa to me because 20 minutes. But when you start, it's away. After 20, you see, you are building capacity. Some of you will climb these stairs. When you finish climbing, down these stairs. You finish climbing. You need cardio. Come out, train you. When people come to my home, I like observing them. By the time they climb, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. By the time they climb the 4 steps, when they enter the house, this one is training. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Spiritual training is very important. You must learn how to pray for long. And stop sitting there and say, oh, every prayer God hears. It's true that every prayer God hears. But at certain levels, you must go to certain depths. Praise God. Oh, yes. Yes. That's why there are people who pray for 7 hours. What are they telling God? It's because your concept of prayer is always asking, give me. There are other levels of prayer that are beyond give me. Are you here or you are gone home? There are levels of prayer. They are beyond give me. And that's the time when some of us are praying, we are not. If I hardly pray for my needs, hardly. Oh Lord, I need this. I've forgotten. I also need. Because there are many things to pray about. There are people to intercede for. There are people who need our prayer more than we ourselves. Praise God. Where did I start from that I got here? Spiritual training is very important. Something next week, we are stepping up. When we start the 2-hour prayer, we start the 30 minutes, we are going. 40, we are going. Then the last 1 hour, I'll leave you to pray on your own. We are also going. And I expect you to pray. Very soon, when you join that prayer meeting, there is nothing like putting off your microphone. If you put off your microphone, I sack you. Oh, yes. It's spiritual training. Oh, yes. Why should you join prayer and put off your microphone? Unless you tell me that something, maybe your baby is disturbing. That one I can understand. But apart from that, then it means you came to sleep. You came to sleep, yes. Because we are praying that you have put off your microphone. So that when you are sleeping, we will not hear you. We want to hear you. I said, we want to hear you. We want to hear you. Is somebody listening to this preacher? When you are praying, you must pray. Learn to pray without sleeping. And if you are sitting, you are sleeping. Stand. If you are standing, you are sleeping. Walk. If you are walking, you are sleeping. I don't know what to do. Let God help you. It is something. Somebody said, Proverbs 5. Listen to this one from the verse 8. is a very serious one. We are talking about instruction. That's why I said today I'll take my time. I'm not rushing. There are four, but I'm not rushing. Proverbs 5 from verse 8. Let's read. We are going to 15. Remove your way far from her. Talking about the strange woman. There is a woman called the strange woman. Church.
Sorry.
Remove, the Bible says remove yourself.
Yes, sir. Oba you chihu efrin in chain.
There is some woman.
Yeah, well, Oba be
when she passes by you.
Ochemu awun chain.
Your system begins to go somewhere. The Bible says remove yourself.
Just a minute. Chihu efrin in chain. Chihu efrin in chain.
Give her space.
Mani kwain.
Remove. Don't come near the door of her house.
Oh, see, ni fie punu no mem.
The one who called you, oh, please, can you come? My heart is my head.
Don't go.
He said, don't come near the door of her house.
Let's continue.
Lest you give your honor unto others. Because you are a foolish person. You saw this lady. And you decided to go near her. She will take all the glory on you and give it to other people. Lest you give your honor to others. And not only your honor, and your years. She's also taking your years from you. And your years unto the cruel.
One day
I was in my office.
When I was practicing as a pharmacist.
And the lady came there. In Laura. And she came. So while I was working, she was sitting down. We were talking. One, two.
She said, oh,
pharmacist, why are you always in your house?
No.
I said, which one is your problem?
No, Bisan said, oh, how the same?
So, but we all, when we close work, we all go and sit at the
bar. Drinking and chatting.
I have my wife at home. So, when you go to the bar, I go to my wife.
But
you have to come there small. You can't stay with only your wife. Listen to what she told me. You can't stay with only your wife. Come there small. I looked at her very well. That's the woman they are talking about. You follow her, you are giving your ears to other people. Less strangers. Be filled with your wealth. To collect your money too. And your labors will be in the house of a stranger. And thou mourn at the last. When your flesh and your body are consumed, she will give you disease. And you will say, how have I hated instruction?
They said it, I didn't hear.
May that never be your confession. You said I'm a champion. I'm smart. I'm fast. I can dribble my wife. I can have one girlfriend here, one girlfriend there.
Listen,
they are just taking your honor, taking your money, giving you diseases. You don't know spiritually. Let me tell you about the spiritual one. I think the spiritual one is more serious than the physical. There's a movie called Professor Dindy. There are some people, if you sleep with them, you will regret and keep on regretting for the rest of your life. Because they have an agenda. They have a plan. Their plan is you. You will think you are being smart. You are being fast.
You are a fool. Sebi, we are kwasia.
Because those people, when you sleep with them,
enam se sangko funo no moda.
That's all.
No.
Till they finish.
We yaba.
Unless God has mercy.
Jesus nyankopo ejo.
Everything will close in your life.
Bibia ebeka tumo
abrabo. Doors close.
Bibia ebeka tum.
This person, they are saying that when he has When the lady has finished with him,
yes, sir.
He thinks he has finished the lady. You see, when he goes, you can be boasting.
Oh no, the energy money say Oban, where you are bound.
Be wild.
I've done this. I've done that.
The person has taken your honor. Taking your destiny, taking your years, taking your health, taking your money, you are left like a shell. Nothing. When you start, by the time you start seeing it,
it's too late.
We can't go back now. It's already too late too. And you are saying, oh, where are you going to? How have I hated
instruction?
And my heart despised reproof. I pray that you don't come into that. That lady, did I tell you the end of that story? The lady was telling me to come. I prefer to be with my wife. And she said one day she'll come and visit me. I said, no problem.
She came.
Oh, she came. My wife was there. We talked. It was while I was seeing her off. That Aquila had that attack.
Anna Aquila, Enya Sanso, Itiano.
While I was seeing her off, Mammy was holding Aquila.
Naya Mammy, Ekita Aquila. No,
then
sir.
All of a sudden, he just did this.
Ewana Ojano.
And went off. Complete. Off. When I say off, I mean off.
Oko Yakra.
So while I was seeing off somebody, Mammy sent someone to come and come. This one, nothing has happened though. Between me and the lady, is just hello, hi. Then you go and jump into bed.
Now,
your case is
closed.
We prayed. We laid hands on him. Said, come back to life.
No, I said, in
the name of
Jesus.
Within a few minutes, he came back. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You want to go and jump into bed?
You
are looking for trouble. Tell somebody, take instruction. Hallelujah. Proverbs 6:23. Then maybe I'll give you the last one. Proverbs 6:23. It says, for the commandment is a lamp. And the law is light. And reproofs of instruction. They are the way of life. Did you hear the scripture? Reproofs of instruction. So most instructions that God will give us are for our training.
Yes, sir.
You come to church, you hear preaching, you are being instructed. You listen to preaching, you are being instructed. Somebody is preaching, you are listening, you are being instructed. But that is not the only way God instructs us. That's why God has given us fathers. He has given us mothers, spiritual fathers, spiritual mothers. The Bible says, in the multitude of counsel,
there is safety.
Multitude of counselors. So there are some things you need godly counsel. Who should I marry? You, all you are looking for is body stats. Body statistics. We are looking at the size of this and the size of that
flat.
And the hair. And that is, I'm sorry, I don't want to say, but you are a fool.
I'm sorry.
It's true. Because we don't use hair and body to marry. What do we use to marry? Someone said, then what do we use to marry? We use purpose. God's purpose. God's plan. What has God said? That's what we use to marry. Not body. Body, they're like that one. We can go anywhere and go and look for
some.
Oh, yes. Look, no matter your body, there will be someone who has more body than you. As for that one, that's how life is. And then there are others who go to hospital and go and add more. They add more here, add more there. Sometimes you don't even know what they are looking for. Have you noticed that beauty queens don't get married? I think I should move away from there.
Merci.
A lot of beauty queens are still single till today. Oh, yes. Me a beauty queen. Slay what?
Slay queens.
How many of them are married? Because if you are a slay queen, and you are married, you are still a slay queen. Because when a slave queen marries, your marriage will be slave. Oh, yes. You have not noticed. Beauty queens hardly marry. And slave queens don't marry. Oh, yeah. My class, I had a mate. Final year, he told me. One day we were walking, and we're coming out of
the place.
Many years ago. He said, Charlie, I'm speaking pidgin. He said, Reggie, I go come to your church. Actually,
I
search woman married.
Or see, me she oba worry no.
And I said, where you go? The disco go look
no,
for.
No, catch na damn phone. Say, go disco. Onko pa oba.
He goes to disco nightclub. I said,
disco,
why don't you want some from the nightclub?
No, catch and say then na unko disco.
The marriage material no day there.
Or see a whole wife material.
You want marriage material there? See, it be church. It be church wife, you for come. Church there if
wife
you can't go get some.
10,000 years. I sorry her now benye bi.
I said, I told him, if you come to the church, you will also meet those who are from the nightclub, the ladies who are also looking for men to marry. You will come and then you will get the one who has also come, so that it will be perfect. Do you understand? Who should keep himself pure? So that you, after you have gone to fool around, you will come and marry a pure one. You want the virgin. You yourself, are you a virgin? That's how it ended.
Sana Odyssey, praise disco God. Man to disco
later
man.
He married his old girlfriend anyway, whatever it is. Reproofs of his instruction are the way of life. Somebody say amen. Listen, you can't go far in life without instruction. If somebody wants to marry you, one of the first questions you should ask the person. Look at me. Anybody wants to marry you, especially if you are a lady, one of the first things you must ask the person, do you go to church? Do you have a spiritual father? Is there somebody who, when he speaks, you must obey? If the person does not have one, run away from that person. I'm telling you. If the person does not have any spiritual father, look, there must be somebody in your life. When you call, when you speak to, he says, stand up. He says, jump, you ask him how high. Yes, there must be an authority figure like that. And if you are going to marry somebody who does not have that kind of authority figure, you should not marry such a person. Because such a person will beat you, slap you, wound you, and there will be nobody who can speak. Nobody can say anything. Did you hear me? Who slap you free? Beat you free? You must have an authority figure in your life. Somebody who, when he gives you instructions, you
listen.
Not just the man, both the man and the woman. You must have authority figures in your life. Because a woman also misbehave. How did I get into marriage? So we are talking about instruction. Somebody say instruction. God is helping us. Amen. Our final scripture on instruction is Proverbs 10:17. Our final scripture. And then we are done for this morning. Proverbs 10:17. He is in the way of life. That does what? I didn't hear you say it well. He is what? It means somebody that you give instruction to and he will listen. He's in the way of life. Which means somebody you give instruction to who doesn't listen is in the way of.
Yes.
I called a young man. In fact, he came to me many years ago. He wasn't doing anything. And he was in our former church. And I was a pastor of the youth. I said, Gabriel, what are you doing? He hasn't gotten work. And then the school too, he didn't go well.
He came home.
As usual, mommy will prepare something we eat. Join the prayer force. When they come, they eat mommy's food. They don't want to go away. So they were coming. Gabriel was in the prayer force. Very consistent, very serious. Doing very well. After about a year and a half, Gabriel disappeared. The amazing thing is that the way he disappeared so suddenly, I assume he had traveled abroad. Because he disappeared not just from the prayer force, from church, and from anywhere else we knew him. So after one and a half years, this went on for like a year. And then one day, Tuesday service, we closed. I passed a different
way.
Then I met him.
No.
I said, ah, Gabriel, you have come back.
When did you come back?
I know that you are traveling.
I said, where were you?
He got a job. At Gassem. I said, your job, do you work on Sunday?
Sundays,
he uses it to wash. I looked at him again. You see, it's not everything in my head I say.
Exactly.
You don't answer a fool according to his folly. So I've learned how to. I had to suppress myself.
I said,
Gabriel, so you decided to use.
Gabriel, why are you doing this to wash your clothes?
The rest of the week is very busy.
I said, but try.
God is very important. I didn't see him for 6 months. Then I met him again. Second time. This one I met him in his house. And we got to his house. And then he was there. 6 months after the first meeting. So I said, Gabriel. Then I laughed.
I said, you are still washing on Sunday.
I said, even a job I lost. Tema. So I was in Kumasi 2 years after.
Then I called our former church secretary.
And then we're talking. Then I asked her, why is Gabriel? Then she said, oh, Pastor Reggie.
Gabriel,
Gabriel
has died a long time ago.
How did this boy die?
How?
He said, Gabriel became a drunkard.
Yes, see, obey yes, Adrian.
When you leave the way of instruction, you see, it says that the way of life, you see, when you keep instruction, you are in the way of life. When you move out of instruction, you enter the way of death. He said, Gabriel, may you come in, send it that
woman.
I said, how?
No, see,
why?
Then.
What? Then I sat down. In fact, I was weeping inside.
I said, no, sunguni mu. I say, Gabriel.
Why do people like not listening to instructions? Pray that God will give you a heart. To love instruction. That you will not get angry. Some of you are even angry because of some of the things I'm saying. Pray that God will give you a heart to love instruction. That you will cherish instruction. When you are giving instruction, you will be happy. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I climbed up to the highest mountain. Looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the Word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible-believing church where you can hear the Word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
S.C. Poetry Ventures,
and Tiger's Cakes.
Who says you can't have your cake and eat it? Welcome to Tegas Cakes. We believe in the most quality and attractive cakes for every occasion. So are you looking for a cake for your wedding, birthday, Valentine, or even your bachelorette party? Then come to Tegas Cake, where we would custom make that cake for you. We also have our special velvet cupcakes, vanilla cakes, brownies, marble cakes, and so much more. So if it's anything cake, come to Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kensington and Senior. Visit us at www.tegascake.com. Tegas Cake. You order, we deliver.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Do you need any surgical instrument, theater equipment, medical and surgical disposables? Are you battling with unpleasant body scars, stretch marks, wrinkles and the likes? No need to worry. S.C. Boche Ventures is the right place for you. We have latex and latex-free disposable and surgical gloves, syringes and needles, weighing scales, sphygmomanometers, manometers, skin staples and removers, mesh for hernia repair, thermometers, and so much more. Call or WhatsApp S.C. Boche Ventures on 0246-323260, 0246-323260, or 0205-548550, for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. S.C. Boche Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the conference hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yunam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows: Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday Celebration Service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms. Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana. YouTube, GPM Ghana TV. Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries. Twitter at GPM_2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 02420329 97. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.